It's 8:43 on this Tuesday morning with the Musers. The Eagles lose again last night. That's three straight. They keep the Cowboys at least breathing for another week as Philly goes down in overtime to the Chargers. What must they be saying this morning on Philadelphia All Sports Radio? Why don't we eavesdrop now? Tyler, if you want to bring in the Touchdown Brothers, the morning show on the Philly All Sports Station.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Troy. Troy Aikman. Yeah, nice of him to join us the morning after the Monday night game, and he said it.
Yep.
The Eagles suck.
They suck.
We've been saying it for weeks, three straight losses. Troy said it last night on the broadcast.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks to last hour's guest, Tim Kalishaw and Donovan Lewis, who joined us for the Randall Cunningham Roundtable. We do that weekly.
What's going on?
Hey, and also thanks to Dick Vermeil for calling in. That was a great little pop on there.
That was a surprise.
Just driving around listening.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Touchdown Brothers, Philly's first and only show dedicated to all things Phillies. I'm Jimmy Amendola. He's Tony Ragu. And hey, Tony, I want you to keep my sister in your prayers.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, as our listeners know, her son Anthony is our producer, my beloved nephew. He's a great kid, but he's the worst producer known to broadcast man.
He makes so many mistakes every
day. My sister got fired from a job.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, she's having trouble making the ends meet now. She was sleeping with the parts distributor at the auto shop there, and
what business is that?
Her husband owns the shop, and so if you'd like to hire her or you'd like to sleep with her, her email is hornytrisha@protonmail.
What are you doing giving out your sister's email?
Know. She asked me to do it, so I did it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Listen to us young.
All right, listen. It's time for our weekly feature. He needs to be ripped!
This is where
Tony rips into a person and destroys them with insults and imprecations, if that's even a word. Brought to you by Antonio's Cheesesteak and Transmission Shop. If you need a good sandwich or a clutch pack rebuild, Antonio is your place. That's right. Corner of Will Smith and Rocky Balboa Drive. All right, take it away there, Tony.
First up on the rip list, Jalen Hurts. Four interceptions, a fumble, five turnovers in one game. We've been playing this game of football for, 300 years? He's the first one to have two turnovers on one play!
One play!
I swear to God, I never thought I'd say this. I would take Dak Prescott over Jalen Hurts.
Don't say that.
Right now!
No, don't say
right
that.
Right now!
Don't
I'll tell
say
you
that.
What, I would take Philip Rivers, 44-year-old Philip Rivers. If the Colts don't sign him, the Eagles should. He needs to be ripped!
Needs to be ripped!
Number two on the rip list, A.J. Brown. I'm sorry, have you ever played football before? You drop a pass, it gets picked off. We throw you a touchdown, you drop it. You suck, and you need to be ripped. By the way, is it just perfect conditions for A.J. Brown? Everything have to be perfect for A.J. Brown?
Climate control.
I'm sorry. Was the crowd too loud for you last night, A.J.? And speaking of crowd, Eagle fans, there were a lot of you. I didn't think you were very loud last night. I didn't hear them having a hard time with the snap count. You need to be ripped! And Nick Sirianni, I'm sorry. Have you ever coached before? You claimed that, hey, I'm going to be in charge. I'm going to be in charge of the offense this week. Oh, yeah, big difference. You still kick field goals. You can't score. You have no idea what you're doing. You know what I think?
What?
Fire him on the spot and hire Dom DeSandro to coach this team.
Yeah!
At least he cares.
Yeah!
Nick Sirianni, you have just been ripped.
Whoa! I tell you what, there you go,
man. Sometimes people need to be ripped.
Hey, you know, that's true. And, you know, sometimes people are sitting there and they're not ripped and then they need to be ripped.
They're ripped.
Because they can't just sit around not being ripped.
All right.
Now let's go to the phones and let's start off with President Trump in the White House. Wait a second. Let's first go to Sal in South Philly. You're all with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Not bad, but it did sound just ripped a bunch of people.
I'm so mad this morning, I can't see straight.
With you. Totally with you.
Jalen Hurts can't hold the candles to Jaws or Randall's.
Nope.
Or Nick Foles.
Nope.
Or Donovan's McNabb's.
Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
He did. Won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Won a Super Bowl. Right here with the Eagles.
That's right.
We need to trade Jalen's rights nows for Shedeur Sanders. Nows.
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, do it. I'm fine with it. Pull the trigger now. Pull it now.
I'm so upset this morning. I'm calling in six today's to my jobs. I already hate my jobs anyways.
Yeah. Didn't know you
were. What are you doing again?
Worked there, right?
Yeah, I'm a lines cook at Sonny's Cheesesteaks, but I hate it, and our cheesesteak sandwiches sucks anyway.
Yeah, I've been there a long time.
Yeah. You need to go work at Antonio's Cheesesteak and Transmission Shop.
Everything sucks right now.
I agree.
Hey, can you two guys do me a favor?
Yeah, what's that, Sal?
What's that? You got a favor or something that you want us to...
Next time you have that Sirianni's on your shows... Tell Sirianni's to jump off the Liberty Bells, okay? Tell him to end it all so that we can get a new coaches, like maybe Doug's Petersons can come back now.
Another guy! That's another guy who won a Super Bowl! It's another guy who won a Super Bowl. Come on, Sal.
Take it easy there,
pal. Well, actually, it's tree games, but just hang in there. Yeah. You know?
Well... I got one's questions for you two's guys.
Yeah, what is that, Sal? What is that?
Does Jalen Hurts suck or what?
Oh, touchdown! Ripped again!
Coming up next, Justin Montemayor joins us to tell us about his ebook of Harold Carmichael fanfic. In this book, through a series of misadventures, Harold gets involved with the sexy ghost of Chuck Bednarik. Much to the consternation of Fletcher Cox. That's next on the Touchdown Brothers.
That's a long tease. Man, that is so much noise.
How do people out there listen to that every single day?
Every day. They're into it.